He was at my place for two days and he was getting messages. He wanted to, he had a big credit card. He said, I know something's wrong. And he wound up in Palm Springs and had a ball, spent all kinds of money. And then he wound up in Florida and then he wound up in jail. But he was at my place and I told him, I said, you know, you can live here. I'll take care of the bills. You just have to work 2 hours to break. Just work on the fence, you know, 2 hours, and then I'll take care of the rent and elect the bill. You know, like so. And then if you want to work more, you get $5 an hour. So you can work all day and make as much as you want. You go to 10 hours.
He
did it for 2 days and went, then they heard that my name is the warden. When the word got around, you know, and I said, you'll never get out of here. But he got kind of a little afraid, you know.
Scared him off.
I'd be worried of him too.
The last time we saw him was the last time there was a gathering of
Dunsmore. I'd be worried of you too.
He's an edgy soul anyway.
And he and Wild Wild West pulled out. They're going to go to Washington D.C.
Oh, that was it. Remember when they were going out of Wild Wild West and him were on the road? You knew there was trouble.
Yeah. Right. We watched him drive out of there.
That was unbelievable. These guys are headed for nowhere.
Somebody goes, how far is he going to get? And he's going, they ain't going to get past the state line. And they got to Reno, they got a little bit past it.
Unbelievable.
What a combination.
I wish I got a picture of
them. They had the dog or two, whatever.
Yeah, both of them.
No back seat.
Yeah. They've been snapping at each other all weekend. Now they got them sharing the back seat together.
And you can
see, you know, Wild Wild West behind that. And that thing looked like it was tied together with bailing wire, you know. And you see him in the driver's seat. You see Roadhog.
You ever see that one?
No, I was.
Oh, up at Roadhog's place.
They said, it'll get us there. We rotated the tires.
And then that color guy. That color guy has those braids here. One eye went that way, one went the other way.
Yeah, you did all the cooking and
everything. Oh, you mean Wild West?
Yeah.
Oh,
the guy with the crow.
He's a good guy.
I've known him for 20 years.
Right.
But he's when the cops stop him, he's scary looking.
Well, yeah.
He looks like he just escaped from
the Hatchetty Bob heading up there, and who drives by in that old shit box?
He's not even around the corner yet. Hold on.
He's got rubber sticking out of his windows. They just tore down a road place.
That's right.
Who was that?
Wild West.
Oh, he threw it out of the house?
He says, jump in. I says, if you throw the lumber out, maybe we can get in.
Yeah, that's what they burned his house that weekend.
They're taking the firewood.
Right. They're using the firewood.
When we were up there at that RV park, remember?
Right.
Those guys were hiking the firewood?
Wild West. The Hatchetty Bob.
This is his old house. This is Roadhog's old cabin.
What I admire in the Hatchetty Bob, she says, you must go to London.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, I'm not.
Did you pull your zipper down here? No way, huh? You're not that good, though.
He's a realist.
A realist. See, you can get it up.
I didn't want to face that.
But I can read between the fucking lines.
You want you instead of Uncle Freddy?
No.
That's what you're trying to tell us.
Did he say it?
She's just paying a compliment, you know.
Yeah. She's making you feel good.
Making me feel good. That's what I like.
Patriot.
Yeah.
She's good around the hobos.
Yeah, she works the part.
What did you have on? Nothing.
Hard on.
Birthday suit.
You had a hard on.
You had a yard on. I was in Brainerd.
You had a Woody? You had a Woody?
You weren't there.
I didn't have a Woody. Why would I be there?
My numbers are...
Listen,
I have Bonnie Ray's phone number.
You probably changed that phone number.
Yeah? You keep leaving messages and she never calls you back?
No, you should try it.
No, I'm going to try it. I'll come through there.
Are you going to jump a
ring? I'm
going to
give you a ring. Either
jump
a ring? I'm Spider John Kennedy.
What do you think? Ride buses or something?
I thought you were Shell all this time. I felt sorry for you because I thought you were a bus rider. I want to be.
Yeah.
Now you're talking to Dale. I know you read a lot of books. Though.
I can't read hardly.
You need to look at things.
Who wrote the books for
you? I never saw you on a freight train. You can say that about me.
I never saw you on
a freight train. Yeah, no, I got a movie that says I'm on one. We can edit all that stuff in.
Back in, yeah.
We know about that computer.
I jump out of Roseville all the time. I love that
place.
My Bach is Bach.
Yeah. I know that place real well.
All right. This I'm a smart show.
Yeah, fire in the hole. Now I know what that means.
You think I'd ride out of sparks? That fucking yard is hotter than the fire.
Really?
Oh, two bulls in that RV, they're up and down.
Yeah.
Sparks,
yeah.
Sparks.
This is the king body, the king of all kings.
I pay $7 to get the truckie.
But on a bus.
On the Greyhound.
You said the Greyhound? You hang around the middle. What are you guys?
Get off and truck me. They stop me just for that moment.
They do. Well, push your 3 minutes.
They
change crews.
No. They don't change crews. The trucking. They're going into Roseville. No, but I say you get off a train or a bus, whatever it is. You go in and you plant your ass in a place.
Yeah.
And you use the washroom, the wash up.
Yeah.
And you get a good square meal.
Yeah.
You got to come to Orban, Horsville, and into Roseville. What do you think? I don't know my way around?
Yeah. Well, I you eat out of dumpsters now.
That's being smart.
Yeah.
I eliminate sparks.
By going,
paying $7 and a half.
That's a great idea.
What? Yeah.
Did you have to go through all that? Boy, you must jump on the Greyhound and
you're going up over that
bypass
canyon.
Bypass Sparks.
So what's wrong with that?
I bypass Sparks and Reno. When they come through Reno, them fucking freight trains, see the pusher on that ass, four or five units, woo, they're coming through there, 45, 50.
Yeah.
The number three stone is doing a dance.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, boy. When they come through there, to Reno, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but they stop in Reno.
No. What stops
no,
in Reno?
No, nothing stops in Reno. They don't?
Nothing stops in Reno.
Where's the train?
Sparks is
right, that's outside
six,
it.
7 miles from
right.
Reno.
Right. So that's the crew change.
That's the crew stage.
And that's
crew
a hot yard.
It is
a hot yard. Those
so
two
your trick
bulls,
is to get off.
Those two bulls have got their
get
eye on everything. That's tough.
Get
yard.
Out of the truckie before you even get the sparks.
But it's
hot
that's,
yard.
That's iffy too, because sometimes
now if you're going east, you got to go into sparks. They're not going to go up in Reno. They're going to push you right into sparks.
Oh, I haven't heard that. The close I get is jumping out of Roseville.
Well, Roseville, the truckie, then...
No, going up to Dunsmuir.
Yeah. Up to
we
Cape
hang out at Marbach's bar all day,
right.
Wait for the last train.
Exactly.
Okay.
Before they throw you out of the bar.
Right.
You see it coming around here?
Yeah, you walk out the back door. You're sitting there at the bar, and you can see it out the back door. You're like, there it is. All right.
You run out the fucking back door, you know.
Run.
Up the old Roadhogs place.
I can't run no more.
Stiff him with the tab.
You'd have to be out there not drinking.
Stiff my Barker with the tab every time.
We always say two ahead. We hear the engines. We have somebody out there waiting.
Right.
And they say, hey, the engine's starting up.
Give me
you know.
A call next time we do this.
We slam one fucking beer and have another drink. We see it coming around. We hit it.
Up through the feather if you got to catch out in Stockton.
I carry fucking weapons with me.
Oh, you got to carry a fucking piece.
I've been stabbed twice. I know. I'm ready. I do something.
You have? Jeez, I wouldn't be the kind of guy
well,
like
I
mean, that
I definitely
know,
do some damage.
I know a guy like...
I don't fuck around anymore.
You know, New York
I had this guy right down and smashing his head. He stabbed me twice with switchblade. I had him fucking dead. I said, this guy gets up, I'm dead. I went, boom, boom. I said,
Yeah, you're dead. Just getting up.
He fucking stabbed me twice. I couldn't believe it. I came down, hit my knee, and there was blood all over the place. And I went, blood was just shooting out all over. That was in Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Yeah.
That's why you're not there no more.
That's why I'm out.
Yeah.
I stayed another three times, and my secretary got robbed 3 months after I got out of the hospital. I was in the hospital 3 months.
You know, I know a guy like New York Round. He carries a piece. He's got
a fucking AK-47.
He's got pieces planted all over that fucking High Line.
He got pins. Oh, wouldn't you know? He would. I know him.
And he's a psycho, you know.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because I have a lot of pieces.
No, he's got fucking pieces planted on. He's one of these, he rides these double stackers, and he's got to get, you know, he's a crazy fuck riding them fucking double stackers.
That's why he goes to the well.
And he's got this thing he listens in, you know.
Yeah, the scanner?
Yeah, the scanner. Good kid.
Yeah, what is right.
And he's doing time now.
Yeah, I know. He's gone away for 3 or 4 years.
He writes.
New York Round. He's our crown prince.
He's a crown prince.
Yeah.
In other words, he can't help himself.
Right.
He's a
crypto man. Crypto, right. That's what I heard. Because we were saying, hey, where's this guy?
Is that the guy who got
the guy's from our party? Oh, somebody's sleeping. Tony Goxon's sleeping bag was ripped off one day, and somebody else's shit was said, who the fuck would do that? I mean, nobody, right? And it turns out this guy's in jail all the time for fucking crap, anyway, so he got the blame.
They snared him in Glasgow, and he was down there. They told him, don't come back here. He's doing time now in Deer Lodge.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that at?
Montana. Deer Lodge.
Wow.
That was a division point on the Milwaukee River.
So what do you get busted for?
You fucking young guys don't know shit from Shinola.
I used to come
to Deer Lodge when the Milwaukee River changed crew steam days.
Yeah, steam? They had steam?
Yeah. Coming from Harrelton, Montana to into Deer Lodge was a change crew. The penitentiary is over there, 150 yards, and the yards are here. And you can see the guards in the tower. They got the glasses. They look you over.
Oh, they're checking every train.
And they didn't bother us boats. And the Milwaukee Road there at Deer Lodge, they didn't bother you. I don't think there was a boat there. Jesus Christ. You mean,
the good old days. Look what we have to go through now. They have x-ray machines when you go by and you can feel the body heat.
He's doing time there. But I got an idea, he's going to get out next year.
Him and Roadhog at the same time.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be the hardest in the world. I'll make sure we're all here next year.
Right.
Yeah. When do they...
We got to get him here.
I'll make a point of that.
I met Roadhog in Minneapolis.
Yeah, no, he did it with a cigar box. He said there was a bomb in it.
He told me a story when I met him in Britt, in 91 in Britt. He told me a story years ago. You know, I don't know how...
He was ready for that.
He was telling me the story about how he went into some bank needing to borrow some money, and of course he had no collateral or nothing, so they wouldn't give anything. So he was taking a urine sample to his probation officer, and he pulled it out and put it on the counter and said, this is nitro, it's going to blow the whole city block up. You know, so it's the same routine. He told me about that back in 91, but he said it was years ago.
You know how to work the system.
Right. He pulled out the same thing with a cigar box.
Roadhog was dying, so he went in there for an operation. Right. That's how it...
This is what he did. After he robbed this bank...
What?
He robbed the bank.
He robbed a bank, and then he was found.
His check turned this way.
Wasn't he found like a couple hours after robbing the place?
Yeah, he had money out downtown.
Down in Skid Row.
He was giving it away.
$10 bills, all the thumbs down in Skid Row.
There's like 10 people in, and then
waiting for him to come pick him up and take him to jail.
Money away for 2 hours.
That's Roadhog. That's what I knew of Roadhog.
Yeah, so what a great idea.
What a wacky kid.
It is a great idea.
He was a king. People frowned upon that.
Yes. I'll tell you. He is one fucking nice guy.
He is. Great guy. He's one heart of gold.
He's one of a kind.
Anyway,
that man walked the streets today and came to my house. You know, they're probably messed up here. You know.
Yeah, keep them 175.
Yeah, Chet put him up.
Yeah, he was at my place for two days, and it was like, he had to get going. I put him to work. I said, see that fence line? That goes for about a mile. He started working on that.
Well, I don't.
And he worked for 2 days, and it was like, I'm not a good rich. And, he had a credit card with a $5,000 limit.
Where'd he get that?
Very easy. I got a credit card too. I don't have now, but I did.
Right. But he ran it up, huh?
He ran it up. I said, hey, you watch
in Palm Springs?
Yeah.
Living high on the hog.